Welcome to the Raise Up Mindset Podcast with your hosts, Charlie and Athena Grimm.
Hello, welcome back to the Raise Up Mindset Podcast. I'm Athena.
Hi, I'm Charlie. Welcome back, guys.
And we are so happy to talk to you guys about community and how it builds your bottom line. So, Charlie, you want to weigh in on that?
Well, yeah, so this is our second season. I guess you didn't check the first season. We have 40 episodes on the first season. You can go into the tabs and look at our first season. And we're in episode 6 right now, so second season. So just fresh and new this year. So, you know, community roots. I mean, you know, I can't even tell you how much we have done and continually do in the community and try to be part of that. As you're growing your business, I think it's super involved to be in the community. And as you run through your business too, the whole entire time, it seems like when you're in the very beginning stages of it, you're wanting to help everybody and do everything and do as much as you can for everybody. And I think that's how we kind of did our model, our company after that. We were involved with everything and everything. And it's now just now kind of slowing down a little bit where we choose to not be involved as many groups, but we want to help as many as we can. But we've let other people and our team members kind of take over doing some of that. And that's kind of made it nice for us. But it's imperative. I mean, you have to be part of your roots. I mean, people know they have to call on you and count on you. Or if you want to be able to help an organization that you feel deeply and strongly about, I mean, business owners are essential for some of those nonprofits or organizations to be able to run. And they look on you to help them with those things too. So Athena has a few that she's dear to, and I had some I worked on for quite some years and different boards of directors I was on and community boards, the city. And it's just one of those things that you, as my wife says, you need to make deposits before you can make withdrawals. So, I mean, we try to make deposits throughout the whole entire city. So I think our community roots are very strong in Anchorage. And then even outside of Anchorage, we go down to Seward, Homer, Kenai. I mean, we're pretty well known throughout the state. So I feel like that we give back quite a bit. What do you think?
Well, when I think of community, I'm just not thinking about where we live. I'm also thinking about the communities that we're tied to. And that's a global community for Charlie and I. So really, when you're engaged in community, then the foundation of that is building trust. And that's, I think, the goal when you get engaged in community, is that you're building trust. So if you are participating in a community and you're doing the opposite activities of building trust, then you're not actually going to be helping your business in any way. And so if you're overcommitting, or you are saying that you're going to be somewhere or do something and then you don't do it, then it's really going to do the opposite of what you're hoping to in building up your business and getting your name out there. You're going to create a bad name for yourself. And Charlie and I were very conscious in that early on. And he is so much of a connector that he's very vigilant about that. But keep that in mind when you are choosing to get connected. Do not overcommit and make sure that you're being really real with yourself on the deliverables.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you could never do one trip for a person and already have a bad reputation of not be able to fulfill what you said you're going to do. So again, on those boards and those directors and working with the community, it's important that you have the follow-up and you take it all the way to the end. It's just one of those things. And I know the question was kind of in our local community, but Athena's right, on a global community throughout the United States, everywhere else you are, there's other affiliates and people that trust in us that we're going to take care of the job just like they would be taking care of it in their own town. So when you talk about community roots, the community just doesn't allow here in just Anchorage or in Alaska. It goes statewide, nationwide, wherever else we're at. So it is a, it is just, I think it's embedded in us. We do a lot of community work.
Absolutely. And I would say also, everything doesn't always go as planned. And so how you show up in those moments is just as important as you doing what you say you're going to do. And Charlie has a very interesting story about how we were out of alignment with a customer and we ended up, I guess, firing them is...
I have no idea what one you're talking
about. Okay, so this was the time...
This is 25 years experience. Yeah,
we got a lot of stories. Yeah, so this story was about a particular client that we were taking care of their customer. They had said that, hey, you guys screwed this up. We were showing up for them in Above and Beyond, and so you remember that one?
Yes, yes. Okay. So we just, and it's not much of a story, I'm going to make it a short one, but basically there was a customer, they thought the times were messed up or something else was messed up onto it, so we automatically just acted on the good faith that thought there was a problem with it, and we took care of it Above and Beyond. And then when we went through the actual recording of the conversation of us having with them, and then through the emails, saw that none of this was correct on their side, so we brought it to their attention, and I said, well, you didn't have to go through all the hoops you did to make this better. We thought this way, and we said, well, we expected to be compensated for the time and extra we put into was some behind the scenes things that we paid for, did some other things, just like if we would have screwed up or anything else, we wanted to make sure it was 100% up above board. And they wanted to take no responsibility for it. They wanted to have a lot of argumentativity about it and then just not be a good customer. So we just thought at the end of it, this is not our vibe of people that we want to be with. You don't want to be yelled out on the phone and told we're wrong. And then we just automatically assumed that the worst would have happened. So we wanted to take care of it immediately because this is happening live as we were driving the people around. And it wasn't that way. So, and then when we tried to make it whole with them, they didn't want to be the good partner that we did. I felt like we were going to form. So in turn, we just chose not to want to do business with that customer anymore. And sometimes you have to sacrifice one of your customers. And it's not much of a sacrifice when it's not aligned with us the way that we want to do things. So it's important. You have to have that alignment. You have to know those things up front. And, you know, and if anybody would have done that for us, we'd have been more compensated. And let me take care of that time. Let me pay for the extra things that you did and the time into it. And they didn't want any part of it. So we took it all the way up to their senior management, and everybody was played not it. So that's okay. I mean, like I said, it was a good learning experience, and there was a positive at the end of it. And we just realized that wasn't our good customer. So
absolutely. And I think that some people listening to this podcast today need to hear that not every customer is actually your customer. And if you're running yourself ragged, if you're constantly in survival mode because you're allowing what's going on with a particular customer, or you feel it in your gut that this is not working, or I'm really frustrated all the time around this, you need to listen to that, because that's affecting your community around you when you're allowing yourself to be in that atmosphere. That's a big deal.
I think she's 100% correct on that. We just have to pick our customers what we want. Everybody can't be our customer. And as much as we want to think that, everybody is not our customer. I mean, it really is. I mean, there's people that that just don't want to pay for the services, or they don't see the value into it. And that's not our customer. The customer we see wants to see the value in having it taking care of a door-to-door service. So that's, of course, there's no harm in either one of them. They're both good customers. Just one's not ours and one's somebody else's. That's why some people stay at certain hotels, and that's why people stay at other certain hotels or restaurants or anything else you look at. There's usually a very high-end service, and there's usually some services that are just very low-end too. So we choose to stay in that higher frequency.
So Charlie, when you are deciding to like get in with the community, like I know early on when you were doing your board selections, there was some intentionality that was around the boards that you selected. And so could you just share with everyone what some of those thought processes were, like people that you wanted to get next to and things like that, that you were intentional?
So of course they get a align with your beliefs. So that's one of the most first things. You have to be in line with your beliefs. And then some of the other ones is joining some boards that you enjoy, of course, because if you enjoy them, it's not really a lot of work to be in them. And then secondly is, who do you want to get close to? Who is somebody you'd like to do business with that maybe you don't have a chance to get in front of them or work with them? And so we found out that being on the Visit Anchorage board, being the AEDC board, being on the Public Safety Commissioner's board, being on these different boards of selections that we were on, we were able to work with some of the biggest community leaders in town and be able to work with them. And it's not going in there and sales pitching these people by any means when you're there. You're just there as a community leader in town helping them out too. But conversations do come up and everybody asks how business is, and it usually leads into a conversation where I don't lead into it. They usually lead to it, like, hey, I got this thing coming up. What would you do? And then that opens a door for you to be able to talk to that person about businesses and services that you have that you would normally never be able to get that appointment with that person or be able to sit down and have that conversation with them. But you're not coming at them as a salesperson. That's the most important. You know how many times that we all go sit down somewhere and some guy is an insurance salesperson. He wants 20 minutes of your time, which you're never going to get back. But if you made friends with the guy and you sat there and talked to him and work was never brought up, and then eventually you ask the question, what do you do for a living? What's going on? You know, why are you here at this conference? And then it kind of comes up and it's more organic. It comes naturally instead of like it's force fed to you. How many times you get a phone call and it's a spam call and Mr. Graham, hey, can I get 5 minutes of your time? You know, that's never going to be 5 minutes. And it's usually nothing I really want to participate in. So the same when people are trying to sell us stuff, when we're trying to sell our businesses. So, I believe on picking your boards and where you want to be onto is important. I mean, if they're, especially the visit board, I mean, the medical boards, I got onto one of the medical boards here immediately when we opened the ambulance company so I can be part of the decision-making that's going to be for medical throughout, emergency medical throughout the state of Alaska. So it's important to be on those boards and be active on them. I mean, just be active and be able to help and give your best foot forward, and it's not because of your company. It's usually for the company that your representative is who you're there for. It's not for the best interests for BAC or Alaska Medical Transport. It's the best interests for Challenge Alaska or the AEDC board or Visit Anchorage. We're there representing them for those people. Now, sometimes we get into the middle of that and our company has some there, but you have to exclude yourself out of it. If there's a voting rights or something else to do it that's going to enhance you or make you better in your company, you have to step yourself aside and say that, you know, this is going to affect me and you have to, I don't want to be a part of that decision making because of course I'm going to be skewed in which way I think it should be. So then you take yourself out of it. So, I mean, I felt like we've done a pretty good job on helping and being supportive on those boards.
The bigger picture here is like, as we've nourished those relationships over time and we have donated things and been a part of fundraisers, now we're kind of in this season of, we're being mindful of the energy that is expensed in areas of our life. And so that could be you also, where you're like, look, I've already done all my board stuff. What are some other community things that make sense? And for me personally, we give more of our treasure now than we do our time, to be honest with you. And that's kind of the season we're in, where we're supporting financially some of these organizations that are meaningful to us. For me, in particular, it's usually centered around children are the foundations or the fundraising local stuff that I like to do. And for Charlie, it's centered more around first responder stuff.
Some of that too,
yeah.
Or just our local community. I mean, just, you know, it's neat to be able to help than receive sometimes. So I think we get more out of helping than sometimes we do get out of receiving,
yes,
too. So I think that's one of the treasures that we receive out of that too.
And another aspect of giving is we are focused in on our company community, our team members. And so like an example of that is the Bach to School backpack drive.
Yeah. So, I mean, we do a lot of the local stuff in our own backyard too. I think it's sometimes it's just like anything else that you can get so wrapped up in all the different communities and different things that are going on within your city. But sometimes you got to just be in your own backyard helping the people that are helping you every day. And it's your businesses. It's the employee Christmas parties. It's the barbecues that we do. It's some of the stuff that's re-engaging with our teams and give them that satisfaction of that's just not helping everybody else, but we're really actually helping our own team. And I can tell you that they're joining a bunch of different boards and being on different things and communities and stuff like that. It does. It takes a lot of your time and you're helping people run their businesses when your business is still growing or it's still helping. So in twofold, it helps you because it grows your business. And secondly, it takes some of your time and you have to be willing to give up some of that time. So that's either going to be family time, that's going to be your late time, that's going to be your playing time, or it's going to be time away from your business. One of those things is going to happen for you to be able to do that. And if you're struggling in your business right now, this might not be the best thing for you to do is maybe do something very small where it's only a commitment for an hour a week or every other week that you can do it and then start gradually pick up speed and see if you can give more and then see how your ROIs are. I mean, see how your return on investment on how much your time you're spending there. If it's that for that purpose, if it's you're solely there just to help your soul and want to be a good person and do this, then there is no price tag on the ROI. I mean, it's helping you and yourself in there. But if you're expecting or looking to have some of this time turn out to be in future sales or connections, then that's, you know, it's a priceless thing too there. You know, you make a connection for somebody with a lifetime and it could be a contract that comes up 2 years from now. It might not come up now, but everybody knows a guy. Everybody knows a girl. Everybody knows somebody that can do that job and a reference comes way quicker, better than somebody looking you up on the internet or somebody else just looking for the first person to say yes or the best deal.
Absolutely. And Charlie mentioned that if you are somebody that's just working hard in your business and you need to have a low commitment, one of the strategies that we deployed is during his season of really like being engaged in boards, I wasn't on any boards because I had to cover the other side of the deck so that he could be free to do some of these things. And so for those of you that are partnered, that's a consideration, is that you do some tag teaming stuff where the other one knows that they're free to go engage in this aspect and that this other area is covered. And maybe it's part of the business, maybe it's the home life. Like, be mindfully thinking about that is like, yeah, I'm committing to a season of like a 2-year term on this board. And this is the support that you have. You've got an assistant, you've got a spouse, or you've got a partner, something like that.
Home teaming, the home team, which is your home, your business, your family, everything else, can't really suffer because of the other ones too, because then you're really not doing yourself any justice, or your team or your spouses or your family. I mean, it's gotta be what works for you and everybody else too. And it's pretty easy to get away. Like I said, there's less and less volunteers or volunteering for stuff these days than there used to be, where there was a lot more volunteers. So all the way around that, boards are hurting, people are doing it, so they're asking more of their board members. So I think we really kind of covered the whole community roots and engagement and strategy on the on why we do the different
And talking about trust and reputation. Yes. And absolutely. And so I would say that if you are somebody who is looking to get engaged in other communities outside of the ones that you're already working with, like, use those tips that we gave you. Do I have the bandwidth? Do I have the support underneath me so that I don't damage my reputation? Because the goal here is to stay out of survival mode. Survival mode is going to put you in a place where you're overworked and you're stressed, and then you're not serving these other communities from a place of overflow. And so you being present is going to be less, and it's also going to be a burden. And like Charlie said, picking boards that you absolutely feel like you have a tie to or that you enjoy, because then it helps with making it feel less like work. So we've got all these little strategies, and I'll tell you, like, I deploy the strategy of home team all the way down to what kind of housekeeping support do we have? So that's one less thing that just kind of adds a layer of like padding to anything that could stack on negativity. So these are some of the strategies that we've deployed over time that if you guys decide to use them and you consider all these factors, I know it's going to work out for you.
Yeah. You know, you talked to trust and reputation. It goes right into our next question that was given out to us and asked about us is your talent pipeline. Like, if you have a community that trusts you and it likes it and it's in line with your goals and your raise up values and all the other stuff, the employees will come. I mean, they will come because they want to be in an environment that is fun and nice to work in and to do it. So your talent pipeline usually just kind of comes right towards you. You know, when you hear there's a job opening, people will do it. And then friends of ours have said, hey, I saw you're hiring and I need to get my kid hired. Or, you know, I have this relative that's coming up and they're looking for something. They've done this back here. So usually your reputation and the way that you run your company will help mitigate your talent pipeline. And the pipeline is very important. I mean, there is some jobs that are entry level jobs and there's all the way up to senior management jobs here. So there's every walk of life could really come in here and if you meet all of our goals and all of our standards and you can do the job and exceptional well, you can get a position here. It's we're 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So there's not usually a position that can't not be filled one way or another, or backfilled as people are leaving or going back to college or coming up here for seasonally. There was always looking for our full-time staff and then also seasonals too. So we've been very lucky, and a lot of people wonder, how do you guys hire so many people? How do you guys get in here? We're having a good HR team and the team members that help us do the background checks and everything like that. It's not a one single person show. It's tougher to do that when you're just one single person and interviewing and looking up all the background checks and the checking all the references. I mean, it goes on and on. But when you have a team behind you and everybody's doing it, then it's just a good streamlined way.
Yeah, I think keeping all of these points in mind when you're deciding to engage in a community and all the benefits of being engaged in a community. Like, we completely recommend this as a business growth strategy and a personal growth strategy. We need each other, and community works.
You know, another thing when you're doing your engagement out there and you're looking for your talent pipeline is when you're out, you know, showing yourself on a personal level, how you are as the same as you are on a business level. People look at that all the time. And when you're engaging with groups or people or you know, you go into it, people say, hey, he's the owner of BAC Transportation. And then he'll ask me questions about the job and things like that, because sometimes they're just looking for something part-time, or it might open that opportunity for you to find some of your part-time drivers in there, because they're like, you know, I got Saturdays open. Do you have anything on Saturdays? You know, I mean, like, they were looking for something, but this fit more their profile, what they could do. And after meeting you and talking to you and seeing how you show up at yourself at, say, Tim's party, and then you show yourself at the Petroleum Club, it should be the same. It should be the same person there. So if they see you at one place, they should be able to see you the same at the other place. And if that happens and they like you, then, you know, then you usually can pick it up. We have lots of friends that have some of their church members and other people that come over and help, and they know when that's big events coming up and they need 50 plus cars, they're able to count on extra 15 or 20 people from their church because they've worked on several occasions helping them. So it's that's a really good with the reputation and your talent pipeline.
Absolutely. And Charlie's statement about showing up and being the same person everywhere is part of building that trust. If you show up and you're just being super nice to this one person that you think you're going to be able to get something or get work out of, and then you're not so accommodating to this other person, and they see that, both people see that different helpfulness and not so helpfulness, like, they're going to wonder, who are you actually? Like, are you just trying to get something from me? And so it's like being able to show up as yourself and not put on a front is a big part of building your reputation and building trust.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on there. You know, stories that impact us. I can only tell you that, the growth of our company and where we're at, where we start off with 2 6-passenger limousines and a little little tick-tick bus, a little party bus. I mean, to now where we're at, you know, with hundreds of employees and vehicles. And it's just, I think that just the story of impact is just our 25 years of growth and continue looking at different avenues of growth and different stream of revenues. I mean, it's just, I think that really, that says it all right there, how it's really changed our community and people and how we were. And I keep going back to COVID sometimes, but COVID was such a huge, when you talk about the community and serving it, there was a lot of people that weren't able to and not, were stepping into that area of courage, or that stepping that area of out of their fear. We really, really, embraced it, I think. And so that's one of the ways that it really a story impacts, is just embracing our community during COVID and be able to take all the patients that people didn't want to take and really do a 180 in what we usually do to something that we didn't usually do. So we were able to adjust and move quickly on that. So that would be the huge story impact, I would think, that we had on the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and that kind of speaks to how do you show up when it really counts, when there's a crisis or when things don't show up or when things don't have the outcome that you wanted them to have or that you thought they were going to have. Like, those moments can build customers for life because you showed up in this instance and it was like beyond their wildest dreams, and they're just so grateful. So you can also look for those moments like, hey, there's a crisis situation happening right now. How can I be one of the solution finders, or how can I be somebody who is just one of the blocks of the solution, to just like solidify that community sense of we're all in this?
Well, you look at that in collaboration and growth, it's the same way. It's like you're working with other business community leaders that are there. Like, we have a friend that just switched over from one hotel to another hotel, and she's running the new hotel for convention sales, but she's already worked with us in the other one, so she wants to bring that over to the new hotel. That's that community growth of, like, we had such a good working relationship at one of the hotels, and now she's switching over there. She can check that box. She knows she has a transportation company. She knows that if she has some VIPs, that she knows who to call. And that's that community and growth. It's just like, you know, you have that person that's there. And I think everybody has that person when they call for parts, they had a call for somebody. It's that one person that goes that extra step that we want to talk to you every single time. And they want the same thing. Nobody wants to have to go search for the new person. You know, the new person's the unknown. And sometimes it's, you know, sometimes it's not bad, but sometimes it's a little bit easier just to continue using what you're doing if you have good community growth relationships with them, and you can move with the times as much as they are. I mean, they, nobody wants anybody stagnant. They want something that's going to be able to, if you're starting to move a different direction, that you can move with them or be aligned with them.
Absolutely. And so we encourage you to just be that guy that or that gal that is showing up and just being who you are and serving with an open heart without this like, well, I can't do that because you don't do that for me attitude. And if you walk in it with a heart to serve and it's something that you know you can feel good about and that you like, you can lessen the sense of this is work and really dive in.
I think if you go in the expectation that you're going to get something out of it because you gave something to it, you're kind of walking into it on a, you're walking into some false pretenses. I think you need to just say that if you're going to give, you're giving. And if anything ever happened because of it, it's just a bonus. It's kind of like, you know, when you go to a restaurant, it's expected that you're going to give 20%. But if you give really bad service, you really feel like you should skip to give that 20%. I mean, you know that they're there not making a high wage and you want to compensate it, but they have to do the work for it. And if we don't do the work for it, we can't accept to be compensated. We really have to put that time and effort into it. And the same as our staff, same as our people. It's like, if they're not putting the time and they're not putting the effort into it, then why are we going to give them extras? It's not, doesn't make sense. And the same thing goes to us as a client or being a vendor for somebody. We have to show up every day. I mean, you have to show up every day and do the best job you can possible. And if you have a foul up, you have to make it right. And that's more than anything, that's your growth, your collaborations. They're going to want somebody that's going to take care of whatever the problem is. And, you know, I think it was our last question we've been asked is advice for leaders. I mean,
I think we've nailed the advice for leaders.
I mean, I think all the way around, it's we've given a lot of advice on what's going on, what we're doing, and how to do it. And if you have any questions more related to it, you're more than welcome to call us or text us or email us or whatever you want on
private messages on any of the media that you consume.
Yeah. I mean, let us know. That's how we come up with some of these questions that are now that people are asking is like, how do I get past this challenge? And this has nothing to do just with the transportation department or EMS or anything else we're doing. This relies on all businesses, restaurants, everything from janitorial to, your highest executives. There's always got to be this archy of things that are going on. And it took a long time for us to figure it out. I mean, it really, and we're still figuring it out every day. I mean, we're 25 years into this business now, and every day is something that I didn't think of. Like something easiest, like see some crazy small step that skipped 20 steps and like, how did we not know this? It's just like it's, but you don't know what you don't know. So that's what we're here to help you is like, if you don't know something, you're asking it, why fall in that pitfall of have to go through a huge learning prospect when you can just ask us a question and maybe it's just the question you're looking to get answered. Hey, thank you again for watching our episode 6 of our second year season. And if you have any questions, go to raiseupmindset.com and we look forward to hearing your questions, answers, any of the media that you follow. You can ask questions inside that. If you're a Facebook friend with me or Athena, you are more welcome to message us too. I think we're pretty easy to get in touch with. So reach out to us if there's something we can do to help, and we'd love to have you follow us and subscribe and share it. Share it to another friend if there's somebody else that you'd like to share it to too.
Absolutely.
All right.